Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We both gobbled at the exact same time. That just can't be planned. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, what's going on, people of the internet?
Thursday episode, I expect... Why are we so low?
I don't know, man.
I adjusted this, and like I was sitting really, really high up.
There you go.
I feel like I'm cut off.
You are cut off.
I feel like I'm cut off. It's better.
There we go.
Now you're a little cut off.
It's as good as it's getting. I'm not touching it again. It works.
We're fine. It works. We're good.
There.
All right. I assume I'm expecting this episode to have no viewers. I feel like this is going to be the episode that harkens us back to when we first got started on Twitch,
yeah,
or even non-Twitch, because I assume everyone is in a food coma. But we have international viewers, but the irony is that internationally it's like 2 a.m. or later, so they're probably not going to watch either.
Yeah.
But we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
And we're going to provide some amazing entertainment for you on this Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day, yes.
Yeah, first a show announcement. All of our emotes are now approved. I don't know.
Those emotes.
It took less than 24 hours to approve our Tier 3 and Tier 2 subs, which are Green Man and Straight Flame. Okay? And it took till yesterday, right? When I told you to tweet? Or was that 2 days ago?
It was yesterday. Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it took till yesterday to approve our Tier 1 regular subscription hype. Porg hype emote.
And that's because it's Star Wars.
That's what I was wondering. I'm
Disney
like,
was here.
I'm like, they're gonna deny
Porg,
it.
Porg though, it's got whiskers.
Oh, so. Does Porg not have whiskers?
I mean, probably smaller ones.
Yeah, I feel like
I
he would be super
big.
Cute with
I made
with
them
whiskers.
Big.
Yeah.
So it may be different.
I don't know.
Might be the only saving
in,
grace.
In my brain, I was like, maybe they were looking at it because they're like, this is so good, we need to save this one for later.
Yeah, I literally just traced Porg, so like. I mean, it is that.
It is Porg.
But it's not.
It's clearly Porg.
Copyright laws say, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's got whiskers, so we're good.
Like, so, like, this emote right here, boom.
Porgy.
There it is, man. Look at it. Porg.
So great and tiny. And
the best part is it even shows up, like, on this. It just makes me feel legit, you know? I don't know.
Our own emotes, man.
It's just weird because like I'm so used to seeing like we make cool stuff for our own show. It only works like on our stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we've always been our biggest trumpeters, and so like the stuff we do is cool, but like it only works for our stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're just saying yeah, but you don't actually know what I'm saying.
I'm just waiting to see where you're going with
this.
Well,
I think it's cool that we now have something that works. Like, this is a third-party software. Like, it's
and
on
it
Twitch.
It recognizes it everywhere.
Right. It's on Twitch,
it's
dude.
It's the magic of Twitch, man.
And, like, it's legitimately there. Like, we've been recognized, dude. And it's important to me, you know, that we've been recognized.
No, I agree. We are recognized for our greatness. Thank you, Twitch.
Twitch.
That's why I said all hail Twitch, man.
Yeah. So should we start the show and get into? I have something of utmost importance to talk about. Do you want? First of all, maybe before we get started, all right, what are you looking at?
I'm just seeing your tabs.
Don't look ahead. How dare you?
I'm not reading them. I'm just seeing how many.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
A lot of them are garbage.
Okay.
I just want that to be clear.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
It's great.
What'd you eat?
Turkey.
Anything else?
I ate some weird things.
Okay.
I'm a picky person.
Uh-huh.
Never really branched out from the meat and potatoes kind of factory.
Which is great for Thanksgiving because
yes.
It's a lot of meat
it's
and
meat
a lot of
potatoes.
Yeah.
But today I had... What did I have? Oh, crap. I don't remember the word.
It was 4 hours ago. You don't remember the word?
Yeah, it's a weird word. It's when you, like, mash a whole bunch of stuff together.
Stuffing?
No. No, kind of. In the same wheelhouse. I had cornbread,
okay,
but it wasn't really cornbread as I know cornbread.
Okay.
Like cornbread with honey, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not that at all.
Okay.
It was like vegetable cornbread of some sort.
Okay.
Just list off some Thanksgiving terms. All right,
well, I'll tell you what I had.
Okay.
Okay, will that help?
That might work.
I had turkey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you have that?
Yep.
Okay, good. I had stuffing.
Nope.
Okay.
We call it dressing.
That a lot of people do.
Okay.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I was confused. I was like, dress.
I don't really even know what that is.
Dressing.
Like, what is stuffing? Is it like flavored
ranch?
Bread?
I don't really know.
I don't know
grains
either.
Grains of some sort?
Yeah. It's made out of some type of scientific polymer.
It's the insides of the turkey.
I ate the beating heart of the bird.
I have no idea what it is, man.
I had something called, what my family calls vegetable medley, which is a bunch of vegetables with, like, some type of creamy dressing all mixed together with, like, it's really good, whatever it is.
Right.
But it's, like, I've only ever seen it at my family's house. So
yeah,
I had that.
I mean, I have vegetables without a creamy dressing.
Well, that's why your family's not fat. Because we're like, we could eat these vegetables, or we could eat these vegetables drowned in some type of dressing.
I am so infuriated. I can't remember what this stupid word is. I was so proud of myself for eating it, because I've been a picky person.
Right.
I'm like,
tried something
I wouldn't even touch that the last 24 years of life. And now I did. And it was great. And I can't remember my mother's in chat. Yeah. She should know what it is.
She should type it, but she won't.
Type it in. I don't know the word.
I also had pasta salad.
No.
Which is delicious. It's like.
Or text me it. Mother, help me out here.
It's a pasta with like creamy Italian, the oily Italian dressing.
Okay.
All tossed together with like some cheese. It's really good.
That sounds good.
I also had mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, they were the best.
And for one person in chat who watches our show occasionally, I think, but my chat, he said that his favorite thing was cranberry sauce, and I never have eaten cranberry sauce. Hey, Morris, how you doing, dude? Thanks for saying happy Thanksgiving and celebrating our independence from you.
Hey, buddy.
I've never had cranberry sauce.
Right.
Like, it's one of those things, like, I had, like, when I was six, and it was gross.
Yeah.
And everyone in my family thinks it's gross but my grandma, so she brings one can every time to eat.
Yeah, we have it, too.
And someone in my chat was like, it's my favorite. And I'm like, I haven't tried it in probably 25 years. I'm going to give it a try. Tried it. It was all right.
It was all right.
It was just all right, man.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good to me.
So I had a bite of it. And then I had homemade cheesecake, and then I died. And then I got up, and I had another slice of cheesecake.
Yeah, my mother makes this interesting dessert. It's there's pineapple in it.
Okay.
There are
I'm on board. I love
like
pineapple.
Hot tamales in it.
What?
Yeah, like she crushes them up, and it's the flavor of hot tamales. So cinnamon,
right,
basically.
Right, right.
And then like a layer of cheese. Cheesecake, whatever it's made out of, cream cheese,
okay,
and then Jello,
dude. That sounds incredible.
With whipped cream on the top. Holy shit, it is so
dude,
good,
dude. That sounds amazing.
It is fantastic.
That sounds amazing, dude.
But no, you didn't list the word that I was really looking for.
Did she text you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we're never gonna find
out.
She
just turns it on and just like
she's like, here's a free view, guys.
Casserole.
You didn't know the word casserole?
Thank you, mother. Casserole. I don't even know what it is, man, but it was good.
Casserole is a type of food.
Yeah.
It's not even a food.
Yeah, well, it was good.
That's like saying I ate a sandwich with no description of what the sandwich was. Could you describe what the casserole is?
It had breading in it. It's baked, isn't it? I don't know what it is. I've never eaten it before in my life.
I'm sorry.
It was maybe broccoli in it, and then cheese, and I don't know.
It sounds good.
It was.
It sounds good.
I was like,
I love casseroles.
I've missed out on this.
That's just a genre of food, not a specific
broccoli
food.
Rice casserole.
Okay, thank you,
mother.
Thank you.
You saved my brain.
You're the
exploding.
Best.
Thank you.
Casserole. Couldn't remember the word casserole.
Dude, it was fire. It was straight flame.
Dude.
It was straight flame.
I bet it was straight flame, dude. It sounds good. But,
and
yeah.
Then pumpkin pie.
our dessert selection. So my grandmother makes a homemade pecan pie,
mm-hmm.
or pecan, depending on what part of
Get
the country
that
you're from.
Pecan pie.
My uncle makes the homemade cheesecake, okay? And my mom bought a giant pumpkin pie from Costco, essentially.
Right.
And so no one touched the pumpkin pie.
Why would you?
Right. But the cheesecake is gone.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
Pie.
And the cheesecake's gone, and the pecan pie is gone. So now there's a full pumpkin pie, though, to eat. And it's weird this year because usually, like, this is actually the second year because the first year I did it. But, like, last year I was at Disney World over Thanksgiving, so I didn't get to spend with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And this year my sister is with her boyfriend's family in Florida. My brother Luke had to work from 11 to 5, which is the worst time you could possibly work on Thanksgiving because it gets rid of both lunch and dinner options for Thanksgiving
that
meals.
That is terrible.
And so he just wasn't there. So it was just me, Chris, my mom, my dad, my one other brother, Daniel, my two grandparents, and then my mom's brother. And that's it. It was really small.
Hmm.
And we made the same amount of food.
Oh, yeah. It's literally my mom's parents, my parents, me.
Right.
On my Thanksgiving. And there was food enough for 12 people.
Right.
And I have all of it in my
fridge. How does your family
fridge.
Cook the turkey?
I don't know.
My
because
dad.
I don't cook turkey.
My dad has
put it in an oven.
Has a big green egg.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is? It's like a really fancy smoker.
Sure.
Like it's a. It's like one of the best smokers you can get.
I remember you having one.
Right, I have one that's this big.
Uh-huh.
He has one that's the size of a Honda Civic.
Okay,
it's massive. And I think they had a 24-pound turkey.
Wow.
And he started smoking it at midnight last night and he covered it in broth and just coated it in butter and black pepper and just let it sit in there. And then he woke up at 6 a.m. to check on it. And all of the moisture had been absorbed by the turkey, and he took it off about 9:30, and you could peel the meat, dude.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Yeah, the turkey was pretty good. I don't know if it was that good, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, my mom's like, write down how you did it because we're worried that every year he's just gonna wing it.
Yeah,
and this year he did great job. Next year he's just gonna be like, you know what? I started at midnight last time. I started at 1 a.m. this time. We'll get it closer to dinner, and then it's gonna be. Just trash.
Trash.
Turkey.
You ruined it. Hour too late.
So that'll be. But yeah, Thanksgiving was great. It's a fun holiday. I don't know. Thanksgiving is weird. I mean, I consider it a holiday.
It's really just a meal.
But yeah, because you don't like Christmas. Like you have a meal and you open gifts.
Halloween, you just dress up and
right.
Go out and.
I don't really
candy.
Consider Halloween to be a holiday either. Like I feel like this kind of seems stupid because Thanksgiving is an honored tradition. You might be bringing people in here with me. Cool, dude. Thank you. But like, I feel like Thanksgiving should almost be treated like Halloween.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you do one thing, you have one big meal, maybe get a half day of work.
Well, I don't think anything is like, no.
We're here working.
Screw off, Mr. Twitch streamer. I'm very happy to have the time off. You know what I'm doing tomorrow? Not a damn thing.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna need you to come into work tomorrow.
I will stab you.
Hey man, I'll be streaming tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you wanna need something to do.
Nope, I'm good. I will be asleep that entire time.
I believe that.
I will wake up when you are done.
Yep. You're I'm gonna
like,
see.
Ah, oh, missed your
Newman
stream,
Drums
man.
Has started watching, and it'll be when I'm saying goodbye.
Yep. That's
I know
how it,
it
goes.
Yeah, but yeah, I love Thanksgiving. It's just to me, it's like. It's have you seen the Jabba Zone graph?
Mm-mm.
To me it's like the first mile marker in the Jabba Zone.
Right here, the Jabba Zone.
This is the most accurate graph in the history of grass, by the way.
Oh god.
This right here, all right? This is the Jabba Zone. This is what we're in right now.
This is not what I was thinking.
So, you can see here this graph is in the shape of Jabba the Hutt. All right, that's the point. So, like, it starts down here on his tail. It's Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Okay, like, here's your line, your baseline normal caloric intake. And then, you know, here's your Halloween. Starts to kick up a little bit
candy.
Above. Then it really starts, like, going up a slug-like body to Thanksgiving. And then you start getting into his head. And you get the holiday parties, you know, the Christmas Eve itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is peak Jabba.
Okay.
Okay? And then you get New Year's Eve because you got to slow down a little bit. You pump the brakes, but not too much because then it's the Super Bowl. And then you just fall back down to normal caloric intake.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Personally, I feel like you could put the little ha dude that laughs on Jabba, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you could put him right here because Valentine's Day, I feel, could easily fit into the Jabba Zone.
You might as well get the same amount of candy as Halloween.
Right. And then, you know, if we're just adding things, I feel like Easter, if you're a kid especially,
is
could
that guy with that big old wrapping neck.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah, you could
right
put him
back
in
up.
There. Yeah, you can
Easter,
put him in there.
Easter meal.
But I feel after Easter, safe.
Nothing. You are Han Solo laying horizontal.
You're face down carbonite, yep. Han Solo.
Yep.
That's how your calories
you got
work.
Nothing.
But yeah, the Jabba Zone, I believe, is a thing. And my family, whenever we're like, we're so full, we will literally now yell Jabba Zone at each other because we know that it's a marathon and not a sprint.
Oh.
We're professional eaters in my family. All right.
Oh, and, my God. Yep. Well, so, I learned something new tonight.
Yeah, Jabba Zone's a thing, dude. And it's...
The Jabba Zone.
It's killer if you're not careful, man. Oh, I should tweet. It's careful if you're not...
It's careful.
Killer. It's killer if you're not careful. Killer. Yeah, whatever. All right, let's start the stupid show.
Let's do that.
And then we're going to come back with some fun entertainment.
Bring that entertainment. Give it to me.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, 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 what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It is... I turned off the intro music. Forget it.
What?
I turned it off on accident.
You turned it off, and then we'd have to start it over?
Yeah, we'd have to start it over, because I clicked
you
the wrong button.
Bitch, I was getting down to that!
Oh, my God.
All I wanted to do was dance! This is the one time I dance ever... And you ruined it.
Oh, my
you
God.
You blew it up.
I'm sorry, dude.
Darn you.
I'm sorry.
Darn you to heck.
I don't even know how to fix it. I could.
Don't.
No, I could.
You've ruined
no,
it.
No, I could fix this, man.
Don't.
I could fix this, all right?
I don't even want to wait for you.
It's too late. I'm already doing it.
You're doing too much.
Intro. Here we go.
Too much
Pull
time.
It up.
It's
right.
Already lost. I'm not dancing now.
I was going to open the video.
You've ruined it.
All right. I'm going to open it up.
You've ruined everything.
Okay. All right. Now let's scan forward.
You got it. You're getting it.
An attack helicopter.
There we go. Okay.
Seth and Colby.
All right, everybody. What's up? It's the Seth and Colby Show. How y'all doing today?
I told you, you ruined it.
It is a new episode. For November 23rd, it's Thanksgiving here in the United States of America, but for Seth and Colby, we don't stop for anything except sickness, internet outages, our Christmas episode, which is going to be on Sunday. But for most things we don't stop, we're going to be here for forever, just like we are now, and also on Sunday, twice a week, live at twitch.tv/SethandColby, once on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, which is what you're watching now, and it's Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, which is what you'll watch on Sunday. At 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, you'll
two
be
episodes
there.
A week. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't like video, if you don't want to see our faces, you can also go and listen with your ears and not your eyes on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just go to SethandColby.com for those links. You can follow us on Twitter to get hilarious memes throughout the week. Colby, how many memes did you post last week? One. That is an infinite improvement over the previous episode.
I did one! I did it!
You did. That's a fact.
Success!
Yes. And also our video on demand at youtube.com/SethandColby. Couple things to help out the show if you don't mind. All right. Number one, follow us on Twitch. It's free and it helps us.
Yeah.
So if you could do that, we'd be much appreciated. Even if you don't watch us, go follow us.
Do it.
Also things you can do even if you don't watch us, subscribe to us on Twitch. It's $5 a month. It's $4.99. You get hilarious emotes. And it helps the show directly. You can also type exclamation point foghorn into chat. Donate some money. A very loud, not laud, it's laud and loud and lewd foghorn will go off in the middle of the episode, whatever we're doing, interrupting anything, to troll us, and we'll read your name and message and thank you vigorously for your donation of money.
Vigorously.
To help us with the show.
Until and that's, climax.
And that's it with the intro, so.
You missed my climax joke?
No, I heard it. No. I didn't realize it was a joke. I thought it was a fact.
No, it was. It is.
Yeah, I thought so.
You got it.
So, all right. So it was Thanksgiving today.
It was.
One of the things that happens on Thanksgiving, all right, is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever watched it?
No.
All right. I think I watched it for the first time ever today.
Okay.
Okay, because my parents, we were all in the Jabba Zone coma,
yeah.
All right, just sitting on a couch, flipping through TV. I refused to let them watch Bonanza, so we settled on the Macy's Day Parade, all right?
A Bonanza? Here's,
yeah, Bonanza. Just be glad you don't know, dude.
Okay.
There's a formula for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Uh-huh.
It is float drives in front of Macy's, stops, singer sings part of their song, float drives off, commercials.
Yeah, I think that's why I've avoided
it.
That
mm-hmm. lasts for 3 hours, okay?
That's stupid.
Before they get to the floats, though, they have like four or five bigger artists come out and just sing,
mm-hmm.
okay? And in between those, they do interviews with people on NBC shows. So they're like interviewing the dude from This Is Us, and then they throw it to Common, who raps for you.
Okay.
Okay, and then they go to commercials.
Uh-huh.
One of the things they did was the Broadway musical for, wait for it, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Huh?
Yeah. All right? And I sat here and I watched this performance of SpongeBob SquarePants the musical. And I said, are we? I think the literal quote was, I looked at my mother and I said, are we in the Matrix? Because I feel like this can't be real life. And I'm going to play it for everybody watching us right now and for you. Because I have several questions. Number one, why? Number two, who's going to watch this?
So many people.
Number three, why did they think this was a good idea? And number four, why? All right?
Uh-huh.
This has been bothering me for 5 hours.
I mean, you just broke my brain.
All right? Here we go, dude.
That Matt Lauer?
Yeah, of course.
Get it.
It's about our location. We've got the Broadway shows behind us.
That's right, and news.
That's the great thing about our location.
SpongeBob SquarePants, a new musical.
Here we go, dude.
About to break like a wave over Broadway. SpongeBob SquarePants follows a day in the underwater town of.
You know, a wave breaks real big and then dies immediately.
Yep,
so that's pretty accurate, I would say.
SpongeBob has to rescue his city from certain destruction. So here is Bikini Bottom Day, performed by the cast of SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right.
Bonjour, and welcome to Bikini Bottom, home to the most fascinating sea creature of all, the yellow sponge.
He's not even doing that voice, right?
Well, it's all lip sync. He had squeaky shoes.
Why is it all lip synced? Full steam
ahead. Like Gary just rolled in on a skateboard, everybody.
This kid is going to get eaten alive on the internet.
Just wait, dude. It gets worse. I'm on my way. Somewhere there's a Krabby Patty that needs
frying. Who's the lucky sponge in the mirror? I didn't even think about the singing part.
Yeah. It's a musical.
Who is going to see this?
Wait. Bikini Bottom, how I
love this town. Bikini Bottom. Who is going to see this?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Patrick. What is that face?
That's his I'm a dumb Patrick face.
Hey, SpongeBob! My face is stuck like this! All the time! Please send help!
Look at Mr. Krabs is just wearing giant boxing gloves.
Oh my god. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Yo, I meant the Squidward outfit. It's a little put together.
Look at Sandy Squirrel as just a disco lady in a jumpsuit. And then there's like actual sea people in the background. Like, that's what's so weird about it. It's like a dude in an actual like anemone outfit.
SpongeBob wears shorts too, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's his pants business?
I don't. He doesn't wear a shirt either because he's a sponge.
That's so fucking true.
This is on national television, dude. And this was the first performance. This is what they opened the show with.
Mike Vogel.
All right, that's it. That's all you get, all right?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I don't even know how to describe that for audio listeners. You're just going to have to go watch the VOD.
Yeah.
Because...
Shrek?
Shrek the Musical. Shrek the Musical, though, I don't know.
Didn't
I don't
they
know.
Have singing
Maybe.
In Shrek?
They do.
They do.
That's the thing. That's the thing I don't get, okay? All right?
SpongeBob's had songs, man.
I asked my grandparents, okay, who lived through the Cold War, Vietnam. I had to look them in the eyes as my generation was on display with that, okay? That was hard, first of all, to be like, these are people my age.
This is what life has become.
Yes, all right?
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, the only, like, the 1% of the 1% go to Broadway shows.
Right.
Right? Like, the rich people. Like, they put on coats, and they put on top hats, and they twirl their mustaches, and they've got walking canes.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's rich people. Think Titanic, right? When you go see Broadway.
I mean...
Like, aren't tickets to Hamilton, like, tens of thousands of dollars?
I don't know about you, but I don't really know shit about Broadway.
That's because we can't afford it.
I feel like there's maybe it's off Broadway is what I'm thinking of, but there's definitely cheaper Broadway shows than
and that's off Broadway.
Right.
Right. This is a Broadway musical.
That's fucking I hate everything.
Let's see, Hamilton tickets on StubHub right now. Let's see. Here's one for Friday, tomorrow, from $655. All right? That's one ticket. Okay?
That's stupid.
I've seen Broadway before. I think it was only like $100. Okay. I went and saw Paul McCartney. It was $40.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're paying $100 to see SpongeBob SquarePants the musical, that's a problem. All right?
What? The fact that people paid money for it to exist in the first place
I just don't know. Who's going to go see it? Because I just can't imagine, like,
kids, right?
The politicians and the Donald Trump types going to see this.
No.
And at $100 a ticket, I mean, let's just take As I See Things price. $100 a ticket, you're not going to take your family of five to go see SpongeBob SquarePants, a musical on Broadway, right?
No.
Are kids allowed on Broadway?
Yes.
I don't even know.
I would assume. But what if then they start to cry, man?
Right. Mom, Patrick looks real!
This is scary. Why is he wearing a shirt?
$50 to $250 for SpongeBob tickets.
Any price you pay for that is too much.
I just don't know who asked for that, man.
Or why they thought it was a good Broadway idea. There's been two fucking songs in the history of SpongeBob's, you know, what, 15 season
career? For the record,
career.
Those two songs are amazing. The Super Bowl show... is incredible.
That
all right.
Is.
And then the jellyfish dance. Where
I was going to say fun.
Fun, I think, is part of that
F
too.
F is for friends. Yeah.
The campfire song. C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E. That's a good one, you know? SpongeBob has some good songs. That wasn't any of those songs.
No, it wasn't. That was SpongeBob's life in a musical.
Yeah.
Which isn't SpongeBob.
I'm so confused. Do we not know what SpongeBob is anymore? Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Because, like, SpongeBob was like a show I watched when I was young. Like, SpongeBob's old as dirt, dude.
Nick is legit dying beside SpongeBob. Dude. I don't have a kid. You have a child.
Aaron doesn't know what SpongeBob is.
No?
No. Because it's not on Netflix.
I hate TV. I hate it.
Let's see
here. I hate it.
The first episode of SpongeBob... why doesn't it say here?
What are you looking for?
Original release, May 1st, 1999. So it'll be 20 years old in 2 years. Okay?
That's crazy. And I just now made
So you were 6 when SpongeBob came out. I was 12.
I watched SpongeBob all the time.
Yeah, I feel like it's a show of our generation, right?
Yes. And so do they think that our generation is going to be with
That's what
with
I'm trying to figure
the
out.
The most college debt in existence. Just fresh out of college right about now trying to find
pay
an
New
adult
York
job
rent and figure out how I'm going to get these SpongeBob tickets.
Yeah, like who is seeing that?
You went to New York on vacation, what, a year ago?
Yeah.
Would you have stopped and seen SpongeBob?
Ago. No. I would have rather been licked by a homeless person.
Like that could be arranged and for cheaper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Much more enjoyment and much cheaper.
I don't know, dude. I saw that and I had to share it with somebody.
That's funny.
You know?
Man.
Like, I just can't. Believe
it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
There's literally an article on the Wikipedia that says critics' review of early SpongeBob episodes praise the show its wit and clever humor. Showrunner from season 4 to season 9 episode SpongeBob You're Fired has been the subject of criticism. When Steven Hillenburg resigned as showrunner, Tippett was appointed to replace him. Episodes produced since the film has been variously categorized as kid pandering, attention wasters, tedious, boring, and dreck. A depressing plateau of mediocrity.
Wow, that guy thinks he's smart. He should be on the I Am Smart Reddit.
Jeez, I am very smart. Yeah. Maybe they saw all the SpongeBob memes like this will get the millennials.
Mediocrity.
I guarantee you this kid's already being savaged on the internet, right?
I mean, he should be. Because one, Broadway.
7 hours ago, people are not happy with the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. Can I not...
Get the... What a terrible website. Shut up.
Back.
Okay.
Back.
I'm having nose issues.
I literally
tonight,
can't
people.
Read this article because of the thing. So,
oh, yeah.
What
are you doing here?
I'm just going to delete.
You hacking something?
I'm just going to delete this whole thing right here.
You hacking something?
And I'm just going to... Like where is this? Let's see right here.
You're hacking something.
Nah, go ahead and take. Oh. I got rid of the entire page.
You're breaking stuff, man.
You know what? It's readable, so I'm just going to read it. It's going to be dark, and y'all can deal with it.
And you can't scroll.
Nope,
down.
I can't scroll. Never mind. They don't want us to read it.
They don't.
Stupid
ad block.
I don't know, man. I just don't understand who it's for because it's not for us.
No, we are the audience.
I guess as I see things says, maybe, you know, if Nick is legit dying beside SpongeBob, maybe this is like their last hurrah for the kids to get more kids into SpongeBob. But I don't think a Broadway musical is going to do it, man. I just imagine some mom driving around in her minivan.
That's a traveling play.
With
like, we'll see that here
probably.
At Century 2.
Yeah, at some point,
within the next month.
Month? I doubt it'll be a month. I don't even think it started showing.
It will be a month after it starts.
That's why it was like, it's the new hotness, man.
No.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing ever. Are people just, like, losing ideas?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, Hamilton was original, right?
But, is this your Twitter page? I mean, yeah, it says Seth and Colby.
That'd be it.
Oh, my God. I've never seen this dude in chat, and he got me. How did he do this?
Does he know that he got you?
He has to know that he got me.
I mean...
Why would he ask if at Seth and Colby our Twitter page is our Twitter page? I thought I was going to get, like it was like an accidental picture of my foot or something.
That makes sense.
And so I clicked it, and then it's the pig.
The logo is in the bottom. It's the same
When
logo.
Am I going to not get... Got by
you
this.
Got this one because it's on our own Twitter.
I posted this. I jabated myself,
you
dude.
Did. You ruined it. That's a hog, though. It's a beautiful hog.
I can't believe that, dude.
You think it's a prize hog? No, like hogs are based on the size of them, right?
Wait,
you would think.
What kind of hog are we talking about right now?
I don't know, like the show hogs.
I mean, I think that hog is beautiful.
I'm saying that's an award-winning hog right there if you take
it's
that to some
absolutely
hog
absolutely in someone's backyard just wandering around in that photo.
That dude has won a medallion for that hog. I'm telling you. A little ribbon. First place at the hog competition.
I mean, we could solve this really quickly and just like Google what a prize-winning hog looks like.
Dude, let's do that. Tasty. Miss Tasty.
See, these are hogs, okay? These are prize-winning hogs.
See, look at the last one is the
this
right,
one,
yeah.
I can look see that. That kind of looks like him, dude.
Dude, I'm saying, the bigger the hog, the better hog awards you will win.
That's our new sub noise right there. That right there, that's our new sub sound.
What?
What you just said.
What I just said.
The bigger the hog, the more awards you will win. That's our new sub sound.
Oh, God.
Look at that, dude.
It's true, though. I know my hog business.
This hog has a bow on it.
Why are we the hog show?
Dude, I don't know. But one of these days, I'm not going to fall for it, chat. Today is not that day.
One of these days.
They got me. You got me.
I hate that SpongeBob shit.
I do too.
I want it to burn.
That's when I saw it, I was like, I got to vent about this on the show because there's just...
Someone needs to say it.
Yeah.
It needs to get going because that's unacceptable.
I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
And you can't lip sync your first show of it.
Every
on Broadway.
On the parade was lip synced. Every single thing.
Fuck that.
All the artists were lip syncing. All the Broadways were lip synced. Everything was lip synced. It was all recorded on a CD. No one was singing for real. Every single performance.
When did that become okay?
When it happens at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, probably.
You should be awake at your best game at 9 a.m.
Okay, man. I'm gonna. So you're saying you're going to watch my stream tomorrow at 9 a.m.?
Me? I'm not a I'm a performer twice a week. You're a performer every day. So, yes, you have to wake up spitting gold out of your mouth because that is what you do.
Oh, dude.
That is what they do. Is they're on Broadway to sing, and yet they don't sing. They just mouth their mouth to the rhythm of their mouth when they recorded it.
They mouth their mouth to the rhythm of their mouth? Okay, man. You want to talk about Justice League?
How's it doing?
Well, here, this Reddit headline here
doesn't look
reads,
good.
Box Office Week, Justice League opens to a disastrous $96 million start at number one, $70 million less than the opening of Batman vs. Superman, and the worst DCEU opening ever. Meanwhile, Wonder surprises with an excellent $27 million opening at number two, while The Star has the worst opening ever for a Sony animated film at number six with $10
million. The Star?
Don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's a movie about Jesus. I know that because my mom wanted to take my son to it.
Oh.
It was either Coco, Justice League, or The Star. My son chose Justice League.
Yeah, wasn't Coco when that Pixar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out, I think, yesterday. I'm going to go see it tomorrow night.
The Star was the worst for opening for a Sony animated film?
Yeah.
You're telling me Emoji Movie did better than The Star?
Yeah.
People care more about emojis than Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I give up faith in Jesus after watching that SpongeBob musical. How can God exist and that exist in the same place, dude?
That's true.
It's just, there's no way.
That is insane.
But, Justice League got savage, dude.
That's not good.
So, you gonna go see Justice League?
I'm gonna wait until it's on a legal website.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do.
The Incredibles 2? Yeah, chat. Morris, I'm super excited about The Incredibles 2.
Hype!
Are you...
Porg!
Are you excited about Incredibles 2, man?
I didn't see the trailer.
There's not a lot in it.
Yeah.
It's basically the baby, and he, like, is crawling, and then he laser visions.
Yeah, I didn't really get into Incredibles.
It's, like, one of the best superhero movies ever.
I watched it.
But it's not considered to be a superhero movie because
it was
for kids, I would
right.
say. All
right. I rewatched it like in the last like 2 years, and it was all right,
dude.
There's no movie that you could tell me
that's
coming back, and I'll be like excited because they all suck.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yeah, minus Star Wars. Star Wars was my thing, and here it is, and it sucks. So
well, you don't know that.
Oh, it's gonna suck.
As I see things, not excited. He thinks they should have aged the Incredibles characters. It's gonna be a bunch of baby fart jokes. I'd say have faith in Pixar. They generally are. Great. Like, look at Toy Story 1 and 2. Like, not much aging happened in there, and it was fantastic. So, they could do sequels. Unless you take, if you take Cars out of the equation, Pixar does fine sequels, I'd say. I'm more upset at my co-host for saying that The Incredibles and Death Race are at the same scale in his mind.
Oh, they are.
That's
Death Race is above that.
That's almost show.
I would rather watch Death Race than The Incredibles.
You get out of my house.
You get out of my house.
You just get out. I'm pointing... towards a wall. The door is that way. Get out of my house.
Run into the wall.
You get out of my house. Dude, I can't believe that. Can't believe it, man.
It's not as bad as I'm saying.
No, it's definitely not. It's actually really good.
It's better than Death Race.
Yes. Yes.
So don't hold
so
me to that.
So was the Ebola outbreak, all right? That's not true. That's a joke.
Ebola! Death Race! Jason Statham, man!
Yeah, original Death Race, Morris. Why? You think
Tyrese Gibson!
You into that? Speaking of Star Wars, Chris Miller and Phil Lord have a quick quote. The experience of shooting the movie was wonderful. We had the most incredible cast and crew of collaborators, and I think in terms of us leaving the project, I think everybody went in with really good intentions, and our approach to making the movie was different than theirs. That was a really big gap to bridge, and it proved to be too big. Sometimes people break up, it's really sad, and it's really disappointing, but it happens. We learned a lot from our collaborators, and we're better filmmakers for it. Really proud of the work we did on the movie, and we wish everybody the best. What do you think, man?
Phantom Menace for life, bro.
You like Phantom Menace?
I like the end of it.
Only two there are. No more.
I like the
no less.
The lightsaber battle. It was intense.
Oh my god, dude.
Everything in between with the young Anakin flying in the fucking thing and the model in the sky.
Try spinning. That's a good trick.
And then Jar Jar being a dumbass. You know, it was originally an idea that
I spec
Jar Jar was supposed to be evil.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Now get out of here. That's acting right there, dude.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spec. That's great Jar Jar, bro.
Yeah.
Misa don't like Jar Jar Binks very much.
You, sir, thinking you's a Gungan? Here's my boss snatch. Ready for this?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Misa liking this.
I really thought you were going to go full bore and have the spit fly out.
I don't think I can do that. Also, you're here.
I appreciate it so much.
Respect for you.
That was
pretty good, boss Nass, wasn't it?
Shielding. Yeah, that was good.
I don't think it says good things about me that my impression is boss Nass, but I'm going to milk it for all I got, dude.
Yeah,
it'd be much better if I could be Darth Maul, but I'll take boss Nass.
Darth Maul? You just want to stare at the camera?
I would literally rather be anyone in Star Wars than boss Nass.
Nah.
Not Jabba, maybe.
Yeah, you got Jabba.
Boss Nass is like baby Jabba, dude.
Get out of here.
But what do you think, man? They literally said things without saying anything about leaving the Han Solo movie.
Yeah, I didn't hear any of what you said, actually.
Well, they didn't really say anything.
Yeah.
So they just said that they had creative differences that they couldn't mend, and they left, and they wish everybody the best.
Why is this an article?
Because this is the first time they've ever said something about it.
How do they consider this news when they literally didn't say anything?
Han Solo movie is dumb. Chat calling it out, dude. What do you say?
Only reason.
I really wish they'd stop with that crap.
Only
reason.
They haven't
really started yet. That's kind of a problem, honestly.
Only reason why I want to see it is Mr. Childish Gambino, which we've said is overrated.
Yeah, I've ranted about him being
show,
just overrated.
I still like the guy.
It's like Childish Gambino, Deadpool, overrated.
He will always hold a place in my heart. For his character on Community.
Who cares, dude?
It was so good. That's not at all who Donald Glover is now.
Right.
Glovered.
Yeah.
He's changed. He's smoked weed, I think, is what happened. And then he's like, hey, man. I just made a TV show.
Is that what
and
it's
they
like?
Give me awards for it.
Is that what it's like? Smoke weed and...
Wow.
Just do
you think
thing?
That...
he's overrated you like The Rock and Kevin Hart, Seth. Come on now. You got me, but... Okay, there's a difference, all right? People, let me explain myself, all right? Deadpool and Donald Glover, the two most overrated things, I think, in this life, are both things that have some amount of real talent that people say is way more talented or better than it actually is, okay? I'm the first to tell you that I'm a dummy for liking Kevin Hart and The Rock, okay?
You've never admitted that until right now.
I feel like that goes without saying. Like, you loving Death Race. People just assume you're a dummy.
I don't love Death Race. You have forced that into my mouth, and I want it out.
New sub sound.
Yeah, if you did any clips of this show, there'd be so many.
This episode right here, dude. I'm going to get my tier 1, 2, and 3 sub alerts from this show right here.
Perfect.
Dude. That'll be great.
That will encourage people because I want them to sub.
Yeah?
Sub.
Yeah.
Sub celebrate.
Colby's just
good times.
Being, he's just pining for subs on the
dude, I'm
hey,
just...
all you people in chat, sub right now.
Okay.
Just sub. Hey, you want more show? You should sub first. I'm Colby.
I have nose problems.
Uh-huh.
I took medicine for it.
Okay.
Which made me
What
tired.
Kind of medicine?
Alka-Seltzer.
That's essentially fizz water, isn't it?
Yes.
How does that make you tired?
I don't know.
Also, Alka-Seltzer, I don't think it's for nose problems. I think it's for, like, an upset stomach.
It's for nose problems, bro. And like, fever, and, like, I don't know.
Relieve cold and flu symptoms.
You got burned. You got fucking burned.
Alka-Seltzer contains three active ingredients. Aspirin. So I just spit like boss nass. Sodium bicarbonate and anhydrostic citric acid. The aspirin is a pain reliever and anti-inflammatory. The sodium bicarbonate and citric acid form an antacid by their effervescence reaction with water. Yeah. So, all right, chat just really distracted me. Coy, my girlfriend thinks you're cute. How should I feel about that?
I'm just more curious about the Seth knows that part.
Don't ignore that part.
I want to know what that is first.
No, ignore that part. Just comment on the first part.
Should be like, tell her to watch this show and sub. Don't worry about it,
so
man.
So Alka-Seltzer has aspirin in it, which is the only part that would cure flu systems. But you could just take an aspirin for that. The Alka-Seltzer part is for the upset stomach.
What about
the fizzy part? Are you also high? What is happening?
I'm fucking tired, man. Get off my back. Stayed up way too late. Had to get up and do family stuff. That's exhausting, putting on a face of non-depression. Don't give me any lip. I literally just want to make you laugh. That's all I want to do.
He's too drunk, I think. Colby's had like one Miller.
I'm not.
Like, if drunkenness is a car ride, he hasn't even opened the door to the car yet.
It's called being tired.
Oh my god,
and
dude!
Not
you're hilarious.
Giving a damn hell.
Oh.
Let's rock and roll in the next story, man. Move on from this Alka-Seltzer shit.
Not even a story. Not even a story. This is an article that we've talked about on the show before. I just thought I'd bring it back up. Oscar Variety is saying that the Oscar myth of pure movies, why Netflix and Amazon should be recognized at the Oscars for their films.
What?
Help me. Help. Send help.
I'm trying to hear what you're saying, but then I'm trying to read, and then I lost what you said.
But I'll read. That's my job.
All right.
You just hear
I'm closing
and
my
comment.
Eyes.
Some voters at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences are worried about a new delivery system, such as Netflix and Amazon. As Oscar voters, they don't want to support a method that they believe endangers traditional moviegoing. I'm not looking at it right now. I can't. I can't do it. I hate to say this, but the major studios put an end to the traditional moviegoing more than 30 years ago. The voters fear a new delivery. You're not listening, are you?
I got lost.
I knew it. Also, we talked about the Lord of the Rings TV show. Now Hitman is getting a show now, too. God.
Really? They heard us.
13 Reasons Why deserves an Oscar. That's a TV show, dude. I don't know.
It deserves an Oscar?
Basically.
Emmy? Golden Globe? What's another one? Here's another one. It deserves a Grammy. That's what it deserves. No. No music.
Yeah, right here from John Wick creator, though, dude.
Oh, shit. If it's Keanu Reeves or nothing, that's it. I'm not. If it's
Deadline
not
reports
Keanu
Hulu
Reeves.
Has teamed up with Fox 21 and Kolstad. Okay, already out. Don't know those. Fox 21? Is that like a local Fox station? Oh, yeah, this is Shepard Smith, and you're turned into Fox 21 Milwaukee.
Shep is a big Fox name. That was,
shut up, dude.
That's a terrible name to go with.
My name is Bill Bellotti, and you're listening to Fox 21 Milwaukee.
Okay.
Based on IO Interactive Hitman video game, Kolstad, who wrote the screenplay for the first and upcoming third John Wick movies. So he didn't write the second? He's like, I'm going to take a break. He's going to take a break. I knew you were
There's
kidding,
a
Blue.
Third one?
Well, it's upcoming.
Oh, God.
Additionally, Kolstad will executive produce alongside Adrian and Chuck Gordon, with the series being overseen by Fox 21's. Do you think they mean 20th Century Fox?
One's 20. The other's 21.
You're such a jerk. And then plan to adhere closely to video game source material. I don't know. If that could be cool. I would rather see a Hitman TV series in the movie, but to be totally honest.
I'm sorry. I missed it. Oh, it's Hulu?
Yeah, it's Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it could be violent. It could be boobs. It could be language.
That might be good then, right?
It
maybe.
Could be. What this article right here is saying is that the Oscars is no longer including Netflix movies and Amazon movies unless they're shown in theaters on a list of movies to be included for voting nominations for the Oscars.
Yeah, it's dumb as hell.
Right.
And so Variety
is saying that's dumb. That's what they're saying.
Doesn't a movie consist of like a script, a plot, an actor, and like a 2-hour runtime? Like,
right. A movie's a movie, right?
Whether or not it's shown in a theater with a projection. Does that count home theaters? Because there's a projector in there. There's a screen. It's on a big screen. What's your definition of big, Oscars? Come on. Nitpicking. Nitpickety pickers, man.
Let's see.
Stab them.
All right, never mind. All right, we're moving on.
Moving on. Stab them.
All right, let's usually do rapid fire. Let's see if you want to talk about any of these stories. Okay?
Sure.
Pope Francis denounces climate change deniers.
He's done that 5,000 times.
All right. A study confirms that alcohol is 10 times deadlier than cannabis on the road.
No shit.
Okay.
How is that not known?
NASA discovery of water on Mars was actually sand.
You know how long NASA has waited to bust that nut of liquid water?
Liquid has been found on Mars, declared NASA in 2015, but new research suggests that they actually saw sand or dust. At a news conference that year, NASA Director of Planetary Science declared liquid water has been found on Mars. Scientists reasoned that water must be present on the red planet to explain mysterious darkish streaks that appeared to ebb and flow with the seasons. However, while there is water on Mars existing on the polar ice caps, ground ice, as well as in frost and hydrated minerals, mankind's greatest fears. The evidence of suggesting larger volumes of liquid water is ambiguous, according to research from the U.S. Geological Survey. In a new paper published in Nature Geoscience, they claim that recurring slope Linnae, RSL, in the Eos Chasma, a deep depression on the planet where Colby lives, are inconsistent with models for water sources. The researchers, working in cooperation with NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter Project, found that the RSL were instead identical to the slopes of sand dunes, where movement is caused by dry granular flows. Water almost certainly is not responsible for this behavior, which would require the volume of liquid to correspond to the length of the slope available, producing more liquid on longer slopes. Okay, so answer me this, Batman, okay?
Uh-huh. Yes, Robin.
We just got a bunch of pictures of Jupiter and Pluto that are like high def.
Yep.
All right, I don't know if you know this. All right.
One's my background.
Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? Pluto and Jupiter are way farther away than Mars.
Yep.
Right, like, really far.
Like, much farther.
Like, way far.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, 3 hours away. Yeah. Right? Like, way far.
Uh-huh.
Okay? How can we not just take video of Mars and be like, yeah, that's dust? Like, really?
Whenever I heard the water thing, I always thought that it was like, this is proof that there was water. Not that there currently is water.
Why can't they send a robot up there to just be like, yep, it's wet?
Curiosity. Get over there.
I mean,
get your butt over there.
I guess I don't understand. I am the person who...
Get over there.
In all, you know, truthfulness, I thought if we had enough air, we could fill up space. All right, so I'm not the expert here.
Yeah, you're a real good space guy.
All right, but I feel like...
You know space real well.
I feel like we should know... Like, if we're planning to go there in the next 20 years,
oh, yeah.
Don't you think we should have the technology now to know the difference between water and dirt?
Maybe have a constant, you know, satellite stream of it.
That's all I'm saying. Is like, we're supposed to live there in 20 years, but...
You wouldn't think that they would send satellites up there to, like, look it around?
Like, they can read... They can see my dongle when I'm urinating from space, the NSA can.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't tell the difference between... dirt and water on Mars?
Apparently not. This is NASA. They're underfunded. That's their excuse.
How great would it be if, like, some accountant accidentally made a typo and typed an extra A in NSA and just sent a bunch of money over to NASA? So.
Oh.
And then they spent it. Dude, new movie idea, dude. They spend it really quick. It's some conspiracy. Kevin Hart and The Rock are in it.
God, no.
We can put Danny Glover.
Not a,
Donald.
Danny Glover. Danny.
What's his name?
Get that. He's too old for
Donald
this shit, man.
That's Donald Glover.
That's Danny Glover.
Whatever.
Donald is childish. Danny is too old for that shit.
And which one is this?
That would be...
Which one is that?
That's Danny.
Which one is this one?
That's Mac in blackface.
I was just curious. Just making sure.
You know who pissing me off, actually, now that you brought that up?
What?
Dennis.
Okay, what about him?
Glenn Howerton.
What about him?
He may not come back for the next
season.
Yeah,
he's been saying that for a year, though.
But why is he being
Big things happening, man.
Oh, what? The Strangers 2?
Yeah.
Because that's an actual thing.
Didn't
and
he die
he's not
in the
in
first
it.
Strangers?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so since then, what the hell's he been doing? Nothing?
I think...
He tried out for Han Solo?
Here's my idea. I think everybody in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is secretly a little bit like their character.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
So you think he's like an actual...
I think he's a little bit arrogant and...
Self-obsessed.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
psychotic.
In real life, like obviously not to the point that, you know, he is in the show.
I mean, you never know.
But I think for a little bit.
Yeah, I come on here and you think I'm crazy. I'm playing a character.
You're not.
No.
No. Well, you're accentuated a little bit, except when you yell sub to me at the chat. That you mean. But like.
You believe that.
But like.
Believe that.
I think that he's a little jealous of like Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, he's not Charlie though.
Because you don't see anyone else in the show trying to be Charlie. Like, the guy who plays Mac, he's just happy being the dude who plays Mac.
Right. But Glenn is what, trying to be Charlie?
I think he's just, like, what's he got, man? Like, Mac's dating Dee, or they're married in real life, all right? Dee's got that sweet Fox money coming in from the Mick, all right? Because she's in that.
Uh-huh.
Charlie's got that Ice Cube money, because he's in a movie with John Boyega coming up, dude. Like, he was in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
Glenn Howerton was in Coffee Town. Remember that coffee movie?
No.
I think it was called Coffee Town.
I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Caitlin Olsen's in that.
Yeah, she's... That
for
show
like
is
a,
low. Yeah, they're
a
right
hot time. What the fuck is that?
That's his movie.
Who is the... That...
Like, he, like, wrote this or directed
Ben
this or
Schwartz?
Something.
Ben Schwartz? Isn't that the guy who plays...
yeah, that's the dude from
Ralphio?
Parks and Rec, yeah.
John Ralphio?
Yeah, yep.
Is that funny? Have you seen it?
No. Of course not. I have taste.
I bet you that'd be funny.
I literally sounded like...
Dennis.
Like Dennis right there, yeah. Of course not. I have taste.
Of course.
But I think he, like, wrote it or he directed it or
it
he didn't do
funny.
Either. He didn't do either. But you can watch it. Will
Don't
Glenn
tell
Howerton
me what
is
I
a
30-something
website manager who uses a local cafe, Coffee Town, at his office. When the owners of the shop discover plans to convert Coffee Town into a bar, Will enlists the help of his two best friends, Chad and Gino, to save his freeloading existence. In order to thwart the plans of Coffee Town's owners, the trio stages a robbery to create the illusion of an unsafe neighborhood not suitable for a proposed venue. Also standing in their way is Sam, a disgruntled barista with delusions of grandeur. He wants to be a rock star, and Will's heartache over his unrequited love for Becca.
Sounds like the episode of Always Sunny
it
where
does
the guy
like
is buying
Sunny.
The bar right next to him, and then they have to, or the competing restaurant that moved in, and they tried to get it shut down.
Yeah, where they're like, didn't they like put rats or something in it?
And they tried multiple things that I don't think.
I mean, he's
work.
In a lot of things. He's in Fargo. He's in Family Guy. He was in House of Lies. It's just nothing we watch. He's in the Mindy Project.
Yeah, he's in TV, man. Charlie Day's
What's
in that movie
TV,
business,
dude?
Bud.
There's nothing wrong with TV. Okay.
Well, not now, especially, but
no.
You gotta be doing other things.
Like there's a reason that actors are moving from movies to TV. It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, granted, he's in the Mindy Project. He's not in Westworld. But
yeah.
Point remains valid, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he is a jerk, but yeah. We assume he's gonna come back, because knowing It's Always Sunny, like, they're gonna kill him off. And he'll be gone for... Like, it's not like he's on vacation. You know, like, they're not going to do that. It's Always Sunny.
Right.
Like...
I'm sorry.
They're going to...
I just got really distracted by his born April 13th, 1976. in Japan.
He's Japanese. You don't see that?
No.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's 100% Japanese.
Apparently, if you're a white man in Japan,
he's probably a military kid. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, but are you technically Japanese then?
Well, no, but he didn't say he was born Japanese. He was born in Japan.
What's the difference? Ethnicity? Am I missing this?
Well, he's American because he was born on an American Air Force base.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm going to look. Yeah, a fighter pilot.
Aww.
He grew up between Alabama, London, and South Korea.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
He's Japanese, bro.
He went to Juilliard, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Fine Arts. He starred as Corey Howard in That 80s Show, went on a guest star as ER and as Dr. Nick Cooper. He was in Must Love Dogs, Serenity?
He was in Serenity.
Serenity? Who was he in Serenity?
For a hot second, he was not a big role. I think he got killed.
The Strangers, he appeared as a nurse in Crank.
No! I remember.
Why you slapping?
He's the guy who's like, take me with you at the beginning, and then Mel shoots him.
Don't remember that.
Yeah.
Crank reprised the role in 2009 sequel Crank High Voltage. He planned to be executive producing the comedy show Boldly Going Nowhere with his Always Sunny in Philadelphia co-creators. Howard had a recurring role on The Cleveland Show, as well as a recurring role on The Mindy Project and the FX dark comedy series Fargo. He starred in the 2013 comedy film Coffee Town. He also had a bit part in the gun-running Dominic. He recently released Netflix original Officer Down, starring Kim Coates. That 80s show, almost as good as the Geico Caveman show. Oh my god, I forgot about the Geico Caveman show, dude. There's some bad TV out there.
Yeah. It's called Companies Being Dumb as Shit.
Yeah, SpongeBob musical. Just reminding you guys of that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so. Yep, Glenn Howerton. Mysterious object confirmed to be from another solar system. Astronomers have named the interstellar object Oumuamua, and its red color suggests it carries organic molecules that are building blocks of life.
Oh, also, I don't know if you know this, it has water on it.
I think that's just dust.
No, I think it's water.
I think it's dust.
Give me 2 years and you may be able to prove that, but right now I think it's water.
Astronomers are now certain that the mysterious object detected hurtling past our sun last month is indeed from another solar system. They have named it 1I2017U1 Oumuamua, and believe it could be one of 10,000 others lurking undetected in our cosmic neighborhood. It is certainly the certainty of its interstellar origin comes from an analysis that shows its orbit is almost impossible to achieve from inside our solar system. It comes from a Hawaiian term for messenger or scout. It indeed is the first space rock to have been identified as forming around another star. Since asteroids coalesce during the process of planet formation, this object can tell us something about the formation of planets around its unknown parent star. The latest analysis with the ground-based telescope show that Oumuamua is quite similar to some comets and asteroids in our own solar system. This is important because it's... God, this is boring. Here, let's watch an educational video.
With so much sound. Wow, look at it come in there.
Peace out, bitches! I'm out of here!
That's a weird angle.
Hey guys.
Why are all our planets on one like basically plane of revolution? Like, why aren't there multiple like going around?
Hey guys, you ever seen It's Always Sunny with Glenn Howerton? Yeah, okay, well, I'll see Coffee Town. Bye guys. I'll see you later. Heading out. Bye.
I'm back. It was pretty good, actually.
Hey, your solar system is pretty neat. I wish I could stay longer. Bye. So, do the way orbits work, is that eventually going to come back?
Unless it hits something else with an orbit.
I don't know how orbits work. I don't know anything about space.
Yep, let's move on.
Okay.
From the space that we both know so much about.
All right. No.
That's not... It won't come back.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Is it... No.
Oh, Morris. You
no.
know so much.
All right, why net neutrality's peril raises the stakes for future satellite broadband options.
Oh, I've been... This was my talking point at Thanksgiving.
Okay, were your grandparents, who I assume are crazy Republicans, like
all
grandparents...
they love Trump.
Okay, my grandparents, too. Something about old people loving Trump, all right? What did they think net neutrality is? I'm genuinely curious.
My grandfather did not understand a word I was saying.
Okay.
And so my parents, I told them what it was, and they were like, well, that makes sense when I told them.
Right.
But then again, that's
did they have a preconceived notion of what it was before?
I don't think so.
Because, like, I was talking to my grandpa about it, all right? And he's like, I was just like, now they're trying to regulate the internet, and that's going to be really bad. And he's like, yeah, man, that internet, you know, there's hackers from all over the planet just trying to break in and get you. And I'm just thinking, I'm not going to have a discussion with my grandpa about what the internet is. Because I think he's still on Windows XP, and he can live in his world, all right?
Uh-huh.
But, like, what propaganda is out there saying that net neutrality is, one, going to prevent against hackers from outside countries?
And that's not a thing.
Like, I just don't. Where are they? Like, because I think part of the problem with net neutrality getting repealed is that none of the major news outlets are covering it.
Right.
Like, I went and bought the newspaper here, the big newspaper in Kansas, to get all the sales bills and stuff for Black Friday today.
Ours was stolen.
And there's
my parents.
I went to Quick
Trip
and bought one. Nice. And like, actually, I took one off your porch.
Ah, thanks, that's where it went.
I knew you'd get a free one.
Oh God.
But like, I was just flipping through, and there's no articles anywhere about net neutrality. Not one.
That's crazy.
Like, not from any point of view. It's just non-existent. All right.
Well, isn't it a little early? Because they vote like the 14th of December.
Well, right, but we want to start saying something now.
I mean, I get that 1,000%. But
like, don't
I'm just
you think
like,
the public
sudden,
should be informed
bam.
Today instead of December 13th?
Yeah,
or whatever it is. Like,
but what is there to do? Can Congress really affect the FCC?
All I'm saying is that
five person.
If someone was saying something about the wall not getting built, my grandpa would know every single talking point about why it should be built.
Yeah, I don't.
All right?
I don't think it's a right wing thing. I think they like the repeal of it.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out where they got. What is the counter argument?
Capitalism.
But it's not. It's
they think that net neutrality has hindered as the big telecom corporations, Verizon has said, it's hindered advancements and investments.
But that's like
into
that's like
space.
Our energy company being like, if you want to use floor lamps, you have to pay $10 a month. If you want to use overhead lamps, that's included.
It could become that. And it's not necessarily where they're going to go with it.
Well, the reason that you can't do that with electricity is because it's a public utility.
Yeah, it hinders free market. That's the thing, is they think that with this what they're doing, they're not regulating the internet. They're
deregulating. Yes, they're deregulating.
To where that you can, if you don't like the service provider that you have, the free market will lead to that the downfall of that.
Right.
So that's the rise of a better one for the consumer.
I'm sorry to all right wing people in our chat or
but
listening.
How many ISPs
how dumb
are
you
there?
That yeah. you think that's going to happen?
Right. What's your other alternative if you have AT&T right now or Comcast or Cox?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you have to pay now packages for your internet. What's your alternative? That silence means there's nothing.
The thing is that if this gets repealed. And Verizon does, you know, it's $15 extra a month to watch Twitch,
yeah.
Okay? There's nowhere else to go. So the idea is the free market will lead to somewhere else that offers an everything package for mm-hmm. cheaper than Verizon.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind the free market.
Right.
The problem with that logic is that going with that third option is going to be exactly where we're at now.
Yeah.
So why am I paying my government to do extra steps to take me to where I already am?
Yeah.
Can you answer me that?
You son of a bitch.
We do need more competition or at least better internet, but repealing net neutrality won't help. I agree. But that's a problem with many industries, not just the internet.
Right. It's a matter of the big dogs wanting to actually progress
right.
and not just stay stagnant
like,
in their money growing.
There's a reason
right now.
That like AT&T tried to buy T-Mobile because the more that they own, the more power that they have.
I feel like this is a very easy way for them to make more money without having to do any investment in their own company.
Yes,
because now they're taking away things that you already have.
Yes.
And are going to make
they're
you pay
sell
more
back.
For.
Right. They've ran out of things to sell us.
Right.
So they have to take things away to sell them.
Instead of making like a Google Fiber network to where
right.
we're getting more megabits per download, like instead
right.
of giving us faster internet, so therefore we pay more for that faster internet. They're just like. Instead of investing into our infrastructure,
yeah, making customers happy,
let's
yeah.
just upcharged the customer.
Right.
And it's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, and here's the problem. Yeah, AT&T and Time Warner
they
almost
may
merged
still.
Recently. Yeah, they could still. Here's the problem, all right? Like, I'm on Cox Internet, okay? And I actually like them. I've had very little problems with them. Like, even when I was down for a week and a half, they were very responsive and very open about the problem. They were trying to fix it. They explained it to me like I was a smart person, and they didn't treat me like I was an idiot. They didn't treat me like I was hounding them. And then when it was done, they sent me, like, the world's biggest thank you for being a customer card I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a good experience with a telecom. I know people have problems with Cox, okay? Especially lesbians. But.
Dick joke.
But here's the thing, all right? I'm just going to go on benefit of the doubt this gets repealed. Cox decides, you know what? We've got a data cap. We're just going to lower the data cap or something. Or we're just going to keep it the same and just charge more. Whatever, okay? Right. Sometime, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, some CEO is going to change that policy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's never going to revert because that's now a baseline for their money making. They're never going to take something and make it cheaper.
Right.
They're only going to make it more expensive as time goes on. So all it takes is one person to mess it up for it to be messed up forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, right?
I have no
idea. It will affect
idea.
Small first-time e-business? Yeah, like Z-Swigs, Twitch.tv.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Everywhere in the world is saying that this is a terrible idea.
Yes. Yeah, and some countries have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are literally doing all these Photoshop mock-ups of here's what your internet could be like. Like, New Zealand already has that exact thing. Portugal already has that exact thing. They have a deregulated internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's no net neutrality. It needs to be a public utility. It needs to be water. It needs to be gas. It needs to be electric. It needs to be internet.
Well, yeah, and that's what net neutrality does.
No, it doesn't. Because
no, it
still
made it a
tier owned...
2 utility.
Well, but it needs to be a permanent utility.
It needs to be a tier
3 or something.
It needs
to be whatever the highest tier is. That means it's a basis for everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't exist anymore without the internet. You can't. You can't apply for jobs. You can't get a car. You can't do anything without the internet.
Yeah.
It is a necessity to life.
I honest to God don't know why it's happening. Like, why Trump actually cares about this, I don't know.
Well, he tweeted years ago
that
he
was
against
good idea.
Yeah,
right.
That net neutrality was good.
So that makes no sense.
It won't last long if it gets repealed. I know people will march harder than the SJW march in Washington, D.C. because this affects everyone. I totally agree. And that's one of the things. It's like universal health care, all right? Like, it's a fact, all right? Regardless of your politics, it is a fact that repealing Obamacare will affect the people who voted for the repeal of Obamacare more than anyone else.
Yep.
This is another example of that. People are too dumb. I shouldn't say dumb. They're ignorant of what it actually means. They don't understand it. It's just like me and Colby's grandparents. Like, they're not stupid people, okay? They're smart enough to know the SpongeBob musical is an abomination, all right? But they don't know enough about how the internet works to know what net neutrality actually means until they get a bill from their internet provider who says, oh, do you like using Outlook.com? It's going to be $15 more a month to check your email.
Well, do you think that's just with the proliferation whatever the word is, of the internet and information, you know? Because, like, back in their time, it was literally party over anything.
Yes.
And, I mean, whatever your party said, no matter what facts
right. You
could find saying otherwise.
My grandpa
you didn't
literally
believe.
Told me that today. He's like, I know more about this election than I've ever known.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a man who lived through Nixon.
Right.
Like, he was older than us when Nixon was happening, dude. He's an old dude. And, like, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, 30 years ago, you got one weekly radio address from the president that was 5 minutes. Now Trump can tweet whenever he wants directly into our phones.
I think that definitely has something to do with you know, they say we're divided and all that crap, but I mean, we're very bipartisan on multiple different things. Like the fact that all of us should want free internet.
Right.
All of us who have health care should keep the health care that we're on no matter what some asshole says. I mean, that's another
thing. Well,
and
that's a generational difference to me. Because, like, my dad was, I was talking about automation and all this stuff, and my dad goes, what's going to happen to all the dumb people? And I go, well, the dumb people right now, they're going to be the first to get replaced. He's like, I know, so who's going to take care of them? And I'm like, well, eventually, they're going to have a universal basic income that takes care of everybody because you're either going to have to code the robots or build the robots. There's going to be no other options.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, who's going to pay for that? And I'm like, my generation will. I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
It's either that or I live in a dystopia.
Right. There's like, where, there's where there's a real homeless poor class.
There's no other option here.
That
like that's
anything.
The world we live in right now.
Yeah.
And like to him, that is unacceptable, unimaginable horror,
right.
Having to pay for the Matthews of the world to exist.
The whole,
and for
like,
me, it's like, I'm just going to have to do
natural
it.
Natural selection kind
right.
of thing. Like if you can't do it yourself.
Right.
Then... Sorry.
But I feel like people of our generation are more sympathetic, mostly because we all have $40,000 in debt
also, yeah.
and we're never going to get out of it.
That's animal behavior
yeah.
is natural selection,
I agree.
Just letting the weak ones just die.
Right.
And
human behavior is compassion and not doing
empathy,
that. Yeah,
you know?
I would say so. I don't know, dude. It's hard to relate to these people. I mean, I just think about my grandpa who told me, today at a story, he told me that when he was 8 years old, he accidentally shot himself in the leg with a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to shoot a snake. It was on a rock. The bullet bounced off the rock and went into his leg. And his mother had said he's too young to have a gun, and his dad said no, he's not. So he didn't want to tell his parents that he shot himself in the leg.
Right.
So he got out his knife, and he cut his leg open and pulled the bullet out, washed it off in a stream, got rid of the bullet, cleaned his wound, rubbed mud on it, and then when he got back to the house, he pulled kerosene on it to clean the wound, and then he just bandaged it up, and everything was fine. Like, that's the type of man that I'm having a conversation with about dudes getting replaced with robots.
Yeah.
Like, there's no possible way my brain can relate to that what he's been through.
No.
Like, that's just a normal Thursday to him.
Yeah.
Like, we're mad we have to do this show on Thanksgiving. Like, that's our biggest problem. My biggest problem is that after the show, I got to go to Best Buy.
I got a bullet in my leg.
My Halo 5 Guardians for my kid. I'm really mad about it. But, like, he shot himself in the leg at 8! At 8! I'm 30 years old, man! I've never even held a gun, basically. It's a different world. It's a different generation.
You ever shot a gun?
Nah, yeah, I've shot, like, rifles and stuff.
Okay.
I have no interest. But it's not because it's a gun. It's
right.
because it's a thing that I would have to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Industrial Revolution, over 90% of the people in the UK were farmers. New jobs will come about. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I think Morris is right on. I think industries change.
Well, yeah, I mean,
people
what the hell's Twitch?
Right.
What
that's
the
new.
Hell is Twitch?
That's new.
That's never been a thing where people can
right.
just share their life and
right.
get paid for that.
Right.
Like, unless you're a celebrity. That was unheard of, but now it's everyone.
Well, even celebrities, it was harder than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree
I
with you,
know.
Man.
There will definitely be things. I don't
official
know.
Official player just broke into his own house.
I don't know if it's like an attitude or like
God,
personality
know.
Is what you'll get paid on rather than your actual work effort or something like that. Like what your brain brings. I don't really know.
By using our universal basic income to get food, but trade services, art, and et cetera. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I would think.
I don't imagine robots are really going to take over everything on the world.
Yeah.
It's just. Gonna be too many problems.
I mean, maybe eventually, but
I think
in our life.
I think what my dad is saying is true. It's the dumb people, as he calls them. It's the people who don't have any skills besides fast food.
Yeah,
you know, and that never will because they don't have any ambition or whatever it is. Okay, so it's the Matthews of the world. It's I'm a manager at McDonald's. I will always be a manager at McDonald's. I'm happy here. His
right.
job is eventually going to get replaced by a kiosk.
Yeah,
there's going to be four or five people in that McDonald's. For the person who rolls through, the other Matthews of the world, who roll through and want a fish fillet with double fish, extra mayonnaise, no pickles in the mayonnaise, and hold the mayonnaise, and that the robot's going to start spitting smoke up, and someone's going to have to make the fillet of fish. All right, that's going to be a thing. There's always going to have to be someone there for the dullards of the world. But, like, in general, there's a McDonald's here that's completely automated.
Yeah.
People love that McDonald's because they don't have to talk to some dude. Look at McDonald's. Like, they don't want to deal with that, man.
Dude, I love the Subway. The Subway has just touch screen, just fill out your order and
really?
Done.
I didn't know there was an automated Subway.
Well, yeah, that's the drive-thru. If you go in, you still have to talk to somebody and tell them what you want. But yeah, if you go through the drive-thru, it's definitely automated. You don't talk to anybody and you're not like, I want this on my sandwich
that's
minus
fantastic.
This, minus this,
I had no
that.
Idea.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
It's really
that's,
nice.
That's the thing, dude. I hate talking to people. That's
yeah.
why I stream for a living.
I hate other people. What are those other people doing in the world? This is my world.
I don't know, dude. I just... Fish Player got home, and the doors were locked, so I just jumped through a window. Well, keep in mind, Fish Player, if you can do it. So can killers.
Oh.
Just remember that.
That's a threat.
Sleep well. Yeah, I'm going to jump into your house.
That's assault.
And kill you.
You're going to jail.
It's not assault, it's murder. Straight
You're
murder.
You're assaulting him by even threatening that people could break in, maybe you, into his house. That's liberal logic for you.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a person to call you, but then I would actually get in trouble for labeling you as someone.
Oh, yeah, you would.
I would, so I didn't.
Don't do
I'm
it, then.
I'm not going to.
Don't you dare.
Going to, man. So, yeah, basically this article, which got us started on net neutrality, is essentially this is an article all about...
low Earth orbit satellites.
Right. Like, SpaceX was thinking about doing it. Virgin Galactic was thinking about doing it. There's this actual other company that's thinking about doing it. And basically, it's a global internet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, I mean, as I understood the article, because I actually did read this, everything internet-wise right now is based on Earth.
Right.
Like, minus your cell phone and everything like that. It's wires in the ground.
Right.
And the big
AT&T,
Verizon.
Well, your cell phone and stuff is still based at a level on those wires.
Right. Yeah. And the big towers receiving the thing to push it out to that and everything. But, yes, so they own that, and so you can't really get past them owning it.
Right.
Without having to pay them a fee initially. But then these would be, I don't really know if they would be free or not. You'd still probably have to pay somebody for it.
You're not telling me anything that's helpful to me right now at all. Is this how you felt when I was talking about Netflix movies?
Read the article, man.
It's a long article.
Just read parts of it.
It basically says, the Federal Communication Commission's plan to...
I gotta pee.
We're supposed to discuss this article together,
no,
man.
You're just reading. I know it.
I built a PRP screen for this exact reason.
Already, bro. Just read it.
He's yelling at me from the bathroom right now, chat. That's what he's doing. Like, I left him alone once. He's going to read this message as I see things. He's going to come back in here. I'm going to have to clear chat. Official player, you're going to have to resend that message, all right? Because I'm going to clear chat. I don't know if you can as I see things. He probably knows you too much, you know? Like, he probably knows that you're not me. Oh, he knows we're talking about him. Can you hear me? Oh, crap. He can hear me right now. Hold on. I'm going to clear the channel. He can't hear me. He's saying he can, but I know he can. I know he can. I'm talking too quiet. Listen to me. Yeah, I'm way too quiet. He's talking over me, so I know he can't hear me. God, how do I clear this stupid chat, dude? Hold on. All right, I'm clearing. Connect. Did it get rid of me? Oh, crap, it didn't. Oh, no, he's coming. Chat! Abort! Abort, chat! Don't look, Colby. Don't look right now. Hold on. Don't read. I'm hiding the message. Don't read. Don't read it.
Just not.
Don't read it.
Can you just not?
Can I just not what?
Just not.
What? There's nothing.
Did you read the article?
What?
Did you read the article?
I didn't read any of it. We talked about you the whole time you were gone.
Yeah. That's cool. That's real cool, man. The cath room?
As a neutral third party, I have backed up the chat room.
Perfect.
Thanks.
You got to send that to me.
Don't send it to Colby, though.
Send it to @SethandColby on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, you can do that. He won't check it. That's fine. Can you just summarize? This article's really long. Look at this chat. He wants me to read this article to you, all right?
DTF or no? Always.
He was spamming butts.
Butts?
Oh, that's funny. How many emos did you put in there? Because I feel like you might not be a regular anymore. Yeah, you got totally timed out, dude.
Well, he got timed out.
Yeah, well, he did it on purpose. The problem is, as I see things, is that the software used for chat, it just puts a line through the chat, so you could still easily read it. It doesn't say deleted message on our end, because I'm using a third-party software. Too long, didn't read, Morris. That's literally what I'm trying to get Colby to do for me. He can't do it.
Okay. There's companies like Dish Network that can send you a TV signal from space rather than it be a cable connection in the ground.
Right.
And so they want to do that with internet, but they can't do it because the latency between you asking for it and it coming to you is too long.
Okay.
But with the low, because they're too high above the Earth in high Earth orbit.
Okay.
They want to put satellites in low Earth orbit to compete with the latency of actual in-ground cable. But the problem with that is that the low Earth, they move around too fast. And so your signal wouldn't always be there. So they want to have like an army of them, basically. So many of them that at least one is always over where you need it at that time. And then using those satellites, other ISPs can come about and compete with AT&T and Verizon and all of them, and you can get other services without.
Okay, so what does this have to do with net neutrality?
Without having a gigantic price to it. Okay. So that would be the competition aspect of the free market.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So what does this have to do with net neutrality?
They just. The stakes for the future satellite broadband. They want. Because net neutrality may end eventually, and they don't want to, you know, deal with.
So are they saying that this new company would take advantage of the repeal of net neutrality?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kind of, because it would give them a space
to
be competitive.
Is Google Fiber going to be the only company on the planet that doesn't bonus? Internet-wise?
Maybe. I mean, they might as well, too.
Why I mean, they could force us to use Google. Like, if you want to use Yahoo, you got to pay extra money.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You know?
Definitely could happen. I don't know. It's going to be great to see, but it won't happen for a good while because they're going to get sued and it's not going to go through immediately.
Everyone's going to get bad.
But
I just like this butt emo.
That is a great butt emo. Why didn't we think of a butt? Ours should have been a butt.
I mean, there's already a butt though.
That's
so.
A good point, but yeah. It should be a nude butt.
That will get banned for that, dude.
That might happen.
We'll get banned.
That might happen.
As I See Things has some. He's got some great.
That's a nut button.
Yeah, nut. Yeah.
Nut. Wham! I'm gonna nut. That's another clip.
Oh, yep. That's gonna be our tier three sub noise right there, dudes. There we go. There we go. Well, we talked about net neutrality. This other one is also about net neutrality. This one is written by one of the five people on the board that could approve or deprove regulation, and she basically is saying in this article in the LA Times that two people want to not repeal it, and then three of them do, and so if we could just get one of the dudes to flip over to the not repeal side, everything would be fine.
I wonder what parties they're affiliated with in those two to three.
That's all your wheelhouse, man.
It's two Democrats versus three Republicans.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, man. You're making a fish player a very happy man tonight. How do you feel about that?
Great. Was that us having, or was that you having sex, or was that me having sex with you? Were you having sex with me multiple times, and then you came, and then you hit, or the nut button was hit previous to any of that?
You also lulled at one point.
Yeah.
That's probably the point where you took off your pants.
Oh! Burn! We would have been having to have, like, pant sex then if I was clothed. Well, he did say in his jeans.
His jeans, yeah.
So, yeah, we were just dry humping that entire time.
Where are the sub noises?
That's
you got
okay.
A sub, I think? Did someone sub?
If
someone subbed, that's subscribed on YouTube. This one right here, that's subscribed on YouTube. That's a different sub. That's a different sub than this sub right here that's about to play.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's actually really random we got a sub on YouTube. Thank you for doing that, R3 in TV. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sub it on YouTube. That's
thanks, man.
We barely promote it, so.
And it's great. The more
is
of you
great?
Out there that do that, that helps us.
I mean,
we'll get there.
I guess.
Yeah, don't be down.
I mean, I don't care
Debbie
at all about
Downer.
YouTube. YouTube is just the repository for these shows later.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate your support. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, YouTube doesn't really like us very
that's
much.
Like if you're like, how can I help the show above and beyond just watching? You can subscribe to the YouTube.
Yeah. Gotta sneeze.
Thank you. All right, go for it.
There's a sneeze on the horizon here. Now that I mention it, it might go away.
I knew it wouldn't happen because you said it.
Damn it.
Can I talk to you how mad I am that you wouldn't let me play our BRB screen for your pan?
No.
I mean, I made it for that specific reason.
No. You were about to read a very long article, which would have just been you reading. How many times have I just sat here listening to you fucking read when I could have been peeing?
Dude, I'm just saying that.
You made me explain the whole fucking thing. I'm lazy?
Yeah, because it's
what's
long.
Your job?
I'm not going
what's
to read
your job?
To entertain. My job is to entertain.
You could also inform.
No.
No.
That's secondary. Okay. I inform through entertainment, all right? Like, through the award-winning movie Sahara Money Drop, starring Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in theaters, November 14th.
It will never be in theaters.
2055.
It will never be in theaters.
We're going to make it, dude.
Dude, they would be dead by then.
When this show takes off, all right, and we have enough revenue where you can quit your job, your new job's going to be making Sahara Money Drop. Okay. Or I'm going to quit the show, and then what are you going to do? I'm going to give you ultimatum.
You can't just give
it's
me
either,
a
it's
job.
Either,
I have to accept
no,
the job.
No, I'm ultimating you. It's either you do the show and do Sahara Money Drop, or I quit and you get nothing anymore. No more money for you.
I won't quit my job.
Oh, but it's going to be too late. I'm going to wait till after you quit.
You can't do that.
I can. Because you'll forget after this episode happened that I even said this.
Uh-huh.
I'll wait a couple months after you quit. So it's too late to go back.
You cannot force me into making the dumbest movie
I'm gonna force
plot
you.
I've ever heard.
I'm going to force you to do it.
Uh-huh.
But, all right. Well, that's literally all our articles. So.
You're going to forget about that.
What do you want? Oh, actually, we can go through this. This is kind of fun. Can we just do this to kind of wrap up the show here?
Yeah, sure, man. Why not?
Answer to every possible Thanksgiving health question. It is Thanksgiving here in America.
Every possible one.
So there's some questions on here that I don't even know.
Do they have a chicken crying segment?
Can forcing a smile for an extended period of time cause a brain aneurysm? It's unlikely. It's technically possible. If forcing a smile means you're stressed out and your blood pressure is high, you have to be smiling and experiencing stress for a very long time, though, much longer than a day. Once formed, aneurysms can burst in moments of intense anxiety, but it's very unlikely, and worrying about this doesn't help. You ever worried that you smile too much around your family?
You remember when your parents were like, don't make that stupid face or else it will get stuck like that?
Yeah, back when?
Yeah. So you may not have to make that stupid face for longer than an entire day for it to actually get
kills
stuck
you,
that.
But yeah.
It's the same. You die with that face on, so yeah, it would be stuck that way.
Chat wants to know if you think Vader could beat Voldemort.
That's all I need to know before you leave.
I answered this so fast.
What'd you say? Yes?
I'm not telling you.
You said
I'm
yes.
not telling you. I don't want to sway
you.
You
probably said no.
I don't want to sway you.
You probably said no. I'm going with Vader. So
nah,
yes, he
the
could.
Opposite of what I said.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Yep.
I said
they both have magical powers.
Voldemort can make a flaming snake.
And
right?
Vader can just be like whoosh into the fucking
Vader
air.
Vader can, like, what's he gonna do? Choke him? Voldemort doesn't have a nose, dude. He doesn't care about being choked.
He can die from being choked.
Breathe through his butt or something, dude. He don't care.
You fail. You're a big
dumb.
Well, you like Harry Potter more than Star Wars, so that makes much more sense than a guy who likes Star Wars more than Harry Potter to say Vader would win.
It is stupid. All right, I say this with all due respect. You are a moron for thinking Vader could beat Voldemort.
Well,
there's nothing that Vader could do that would be better than Voldemort, and Voldemort could do a million things that are better than Vader. Voldemort came back from the dead. Vader doesn't like sand, dude. Sand beat him. All right? Sand beat Vader. Okay?
I agree with that answer, actually.
Vader would drop $20 on some anti-Vold loot crates. Yep.
I would do
I'm
it.
Power
that...
up. I'm going to put these star cards on here and beat Voldemort.
Yep.
Voldemort's
I
like,
would do it.
My game was complete when it was made. I cannot power up any further. That was my Voldemort impression.
That was great.
What'd you think, man?
That was fantastic.
Are pinatas a good way to relieve stress at a family event? Yes, they can be filled with fruits and vegetables. There you go. You ever thought about a pinata Thanksgiving?
Get messy, not with fruits and vegetables in it. Nope.
I've never thought about a pinata Thanksgiving ever.
Nope.
With anything.
Mm-mm.
How about a turkey-shaped pinata? And then you beat it and turkey meat falls out. You do it over the dining room table and everyone just hits it.
There you go.
Yeah, dude.
That's a way
it's
to
a
make
fun
Thanksgiving
family
better.
Event.
Hell yeah.
Why am I apparently unable to digest entire kernels of corn? There are starches in some corn that resist digestive enzymes. Even though they survive the small intestines, non-digestible starches and fiber can help with movement of matter through the bowel and have positive effects on the gut microbes. Those don't pass all the way through and can be fermented in the large intestine. So as we think more and more about feeding on microbes as well as ourselves, some scientists argue that we should be getting more of these starches in our food. Fill the pinata with mashed potatoes and gravy.
That was literally a corn in my poop question.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's corn in your poop. Does that surprise you?
Just said that so matter of fact.
I mean, it is. It's corn in the poop.
Corn in the poop, right?
Corn in the poop.
Come on.
Corn in the poop.
Who are you, fat bastard?
I think
there was some corn in there. Oh, that was stinky. Donkey.
He's the same guy, I mean. It works. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is it actually healthy to celebrate Thanksgiving? The holiday is predicated on the myth of amicable arrangement between European colonists and Native Americans. It promises a sort of absolute... You know what? That's totally right. Thanksgiving has nothing to do with our separation from England.
No.
Why haven't you been correcting me?
Why do you think that?
I've been saying it for years.
You've been rubbing it in Morse's face.
Yeah!
For some unknown reason.
It has nothing to do with him.
That's so true.
It's all about Indians.
It's all about us just committing genocide.
Yes.
And
well, this is before the genocide. It's like us saying,
like
thank
right
you.
Before.
We love you for giving us food. We're going to give you smallpox in return and murder everyone you love.
In the middle of us giving them blankets filled with disease.
Yes. Yeah, America's great, dude.
Yeah.
It was the slaves' fault, though, when they did it.
They weren't even here yet, man.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
They weren't even here.
I'm sure they were. I don't know anything about slavery, really. I shouldn't speak on the subject.
It really
I mean, you guys can correct me. I mean, I know I'm dumb. It's not going to offend me to be like, you're dumb.
This has nothing to do with the yep. independence from Britain.
All right.
Dummy. You big old dumb. You just filled
okay,
with
do
dumbness.
Cranberries cause urinary tract infections?
You big old dum-dum.
What? Why would they? It's a popular myth. It's not true. The cure for urinary tract infections is antibiotics, but regular eating antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables like cranberry does seem to help protect people from infections.
Hmm.
I was going to ask what defines a sauce. Are there any actual health downsides to the canned jello-like cranberry sauce? Canned cranberry sauce was produced as far back as 1941 by the collective of growers that would become Ocean Spray.
Yeah.
The advent of mechanical harvesting meant a lot of imperfect and crushed cranberries, and they could have canned as a gelatinous product, and then a lot of people came to refer it as an actual good cranberry sauce.
Sorry.
Ocean Spray now sells 80... What are you laughing at?
I skipped ahead. Next question. I don't give a shit about cranberries. Not one single corn-filled shit
in my life.
Do I care about them cranberries.
Everybody
right there.
Sipped cranberry sauce. I did. I was actually telling Colby before the show that I ate cranberry sauce for you, and it was just all right. Just all right. I think I said just all right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all right. I had it for you, though. One bite. It was all right.
One bite.
It wasn't as bad as I remember. Like, I remember the last time I was eating, like, this time it was all right. It was fine.
Are you going to read my favorite question?
No. Why, if a woman sliced through her hand with a turkey carver and went to the doctor on Thanksgiving, would the first question she asked me would, what was the first day of your last... menstrual cycle. The medical system tends to be predicated on sex, gender, binary, in places where sex, gender is irrelevant. The obvious differences when they actually matter. Emergency departments will be filled with self-inflicted lacerations of the holiday. A good thing to know in most cases, the antibiotics are unnecessary. It's okay if I let a turkey sit on the counter to warm it up before putting it in the oven. That's not okay. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommends unthawing turkeys in the refrigerator, in a sink of cold water, or in the microwave. Guess if you have an enormous microwave. The Department of Agriculture has a specific instruction for all these methods. No warm turkeys.
You can't just leave a turkey out.
To be clear, medium rare turkey is not a thing. It is, but I can't recommend it. The CDC tells us to get inside the turkey to 165 degrees. If you hit that point, even briefly.
You don't want medium rare chicken.
All disease-causing microbes should be dead. That's the number for everyone to keep in their heads. Technically, antibacterial effects are a combination of temperature and time, so the same effect can happen at lower temperatures if cooked for longer periods. Recall, the CDC also said the danger zone goes up to 140 degrees. Some chefs say they can hit the range between 140 and 165 and hold it there for a while, and they get a sous vide turkey that doesn't sicken their customers. I don't know what sous vide means. You know what that means?
And where's the spelling of it? Sous vide. Sous vide.
Has anyone's stomach actually burst from eating too much? Yes. Not a healthy person, though. Cases where this happens involve a blockage in the bowels that have been building up for a long time. Once they sat in on surgery to remove a bazaar, a ball of hair from a young girl's stomach. It was the size of a football. She had this word. An anxiety disorder from which she compulsively pulled her hair, and in this case she ate it as well. Hair is made of indigestible fibers. Once it, like corn. Once it started to ball up in the stomach, the ball kept growing. Her stomach was visibly distended, and she couldn't keep any food down. The wall of her stomach has three layers of muscle, and it's much more common to see a rupture of the thinner walls of the intestines. This happens, though, it might be referred to as the stomach in polite conversation. So you could eat so much you burst, especially if you eat your own hair.
Yeah, apparently.
When dealing with opinionated family members, how much alcohol is too much alcohol? None. I'm going to answer that for them. Can I throw a frozen turkey into a vat of boiling oil, please? It's a question we get every year. It causes the turkey to explode. People are hurt every year. All right, there better be videos of this, right? The 9 most insane Thanksgiving turkey disasters. The real question is, if you eat nothing but corn, were you starved to death?
Because it doesn't get digested?
Dude.
Mind blown.
You got us, dude.
Holy shit.
You got us, dude. Here we go. Thanksgiving turkey on fire. Here we go. Oh, sorry, chat.
Ooh, crazy. That didn't help.
It's just burning, dude.
From the bottom. The turkey's burning.
The turkey's burned. No, really?
No way.
I'm just
going to
let it go out.
Just going to let it go out?
I think you can eat early. Would you stop it?
I thought I had to clean it out now. That was the one I thought was.
How do they just let this keep going?
Just grab the turkey, you maroon.
Anybody have any marshmallows?
Oh, has this dude cooked before?
Brat. You're a brat.
I'll admit, that's exactly what would happen if I tried to cook a turkey.
Remember this.
No, I'm not.
That's a cap of turkey, Morris.
It's a turkey, it's not the pan.
Put the ham on there next.
Well, that cookie is burnt, dude. Cookie?
Cookie?
Shut up.
That turkey cookie. That'd be weird.
Here's another one. God, this one was so loud. This is going to be great because it's not happening yet.
You're okay, Jack.
Jack, what's up? You're good. I need something
other than the
change.
Okay, do you have a
trash
can?
No.
No, we don't need 911.
Call 911, dude.
Jack, go back, Jack.
Take it! Oh my God! Take it out! We're gonna die! Oh, that's definitely a grease fire, right?
Get out!
Throw water on it! That's pretty great.
I want to see it explode.
All right, this might be it. Deep.
That's
fire.
What I want. Yeah, here you go.
Watch your feet.
Holy shit.
Wow, dude. That is all right. Here's a turkey fail.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, Bear. See what's going on in the kitchen. Happy Thanksgiving, Uncle Chris. Say Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. That sounded like a door knock.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What is that noise?
It sounds like a microwave to me. Oh my God! That was like the best combination of things to ever happen.
That's so great, it's almost staged.
Yeah.
Right?
It might be staged.
Like, the man's face is the one I thought, this is staged. Yeah. No one really makes this face.
What happened to the turkey? What happened to the turkey?
That's the face of a man who's like, that's my dinner on the floor. It's over for me. Where's the rope?
I just like how the camera person just turned and was like, yep, that's his face.
Turkey,
all right, back.
It's recording.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Why do you think it bursts into flames?
Dude, I don't know.
Poor daddy.
There's like a propane tank right next to it, dude.
Yeah. That didn't end well.
Turkey fire. Here we go, dude. It's just right into the action.
The turkey.
Like, let's cremate this turkey.
I think she just said F the turkey.
Put it back?
It's open. It's open.
It's out. I need a fire extinguisher.
Go buy one.
Carmen, it's out.
The fire is out.
It's out. Let it go out.
What do you just buy a turkey? You know?
It's oxygen diffuser.
Just buy a turkey.
You burned the turkey! You're the worst mother ever! I didn't get an Xbox!
Kids really hate it, man.
Oh, my God.
Now let's check in with a couple of turkeys using a cooking technique that makes me shake my head and
that ain't Carlton.
Oh, my God.
That's say, James Brown, dude.
Oh, my God. How old is this?
Old.
Really mean it.
Old.
Here goes nothing, folks. Whoa. That's what I call some hot basting. That's one hot turkey.
All right, this laugh track is unbearable. Here we go.
Okay, they said explode. That's fake news.
Yeah, it doesn't really explode.
It doesn't explode. It just catches fire very quickly.
Hey, Bad Juju, how's it going, dude?
We'll call 911 now. Don't just drop it in quickly. That's gonna make a really.
Why would you drop it in now?
Whoa! Whoa!
Okay, back in the car.
Oh my God.
They just running away from it. Your house is right there, man.
Yeah. And they put a piece of wood over the house to make sure it didn't get burned.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go back to the best video of all time.
Smells good, Auntie.
Smells good. She's so happy with it, dude. She's like, my turn. It's so beautiful.
So good. Looks so good. Chris.
Oh, God. Oh, that is so fake.
Yeah.
It's not even funny. Like, on second view, that's 100% fake.
It smells so good.
Oh, that's so funny. My turkey has exploded, so it's too late for you. I hope you're not burned badly. I'm not sure what to do about this. I used to think it was a problem of information. People just didn't know this was dangerous, but at this point, people must know, or at least have a sense, and they keep doing it.
Oh, God, no. They didn't have one about turkeys crying, man. So that's not
turkeys
everything.
Turkeys crying?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I had a question.
Let me Google it. What's your question?
Do turkeys cry when they're burned or cut? Never mind. It's dumb. Don't Google it.
I'm Googling it. Do turkeys cry when they are killed? Oh, here we go. PETA, 22 facts that might make us pass on turkey.
Oh, God.
Here we go, dude. You ready? 300 million turkeys are killed in the U.S. each year, many for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I signal Bad Juju, who didn't say this about this, but good.
Okay, okay. Baby turkeys are hatched in large incubators. Such as, I mean, they look adorable. They look adorable. Thank you, Bad Juju.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, bud.
They never see their mothers. Okay. After 4 weeks,
PETA
turkeys
really
are removed
tries
from large
to hit
militia,
at the heartstrings,
which
right?
they share with thousands of other turkeys. Dude, that is a turkey orgy, all right? There are no rules, just sex in that room. Okay? I said it. Come at me, PETA.
Oh, my God.
They'd spend the rest of their lives in their many far worker street burrows however they wish. Blah, 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 blah. Turkey. There you go, dudes.
Those were great facts, man.
Yep. There you go. Turkeys die. They're eaten by us. They're delicious, all right?
Yeah.
All right. If Colby was delicious and there were millions of him, I would eat Colby. That's a fact.
That's a terrible fact.
I like how you process that as yeah. you like. Yeah, he would. Oh God, he would.
He would.
He would eat me.
Oh God, run!
But yeah, guys,
get me out of here.
Is that it? Should we end the show?
I'm stuck.
Should we end the show, dude?
I mean, if you feel like ending it, I've got half a beer left here.
All right, well, let's keep talking, dude. What do you want to talk about? I ain't got nowhere to be, nothing to do. Chris is on vacation.
So, bees are a thing.
Yeah. Bees?
Bees?
Yeah, bees are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that video on Reddit today of that exterminator who was going in the hornet's nest?
No.
I'll show it to you. This is my nightmare, okay? This is probably the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I don't want to go to movies, but...
You just went to movies.
You shut your lips.
You shut your lips.
How do I go back to Reddit?
That one.
All.
That button.
All. I can't click. I can't click today, chat.
You aren't clicking it.
Hornets. I'm going to put a big H on this box, let everybody know that there's a hornets in here. Okay, this is a GoPro video of an exterminator clearing out a hornet's nest in Louisiana.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Look at those hornets swarm, dude.
They're all stinging that camera, too.
They hate with an unbridled hate.
Oh, yeah. And that whole thing is an that's fucking terrifying.
Dude, what do you... You gotta burn that
place.
That's
the entrance into hell.
How do you exterminate that?
You say move. you get them to move.
Am I a messed up person for thinking... Morris, I'm really hesitant to click on this link because we're talking about bees, but you're a sub, so we do whatever you want.
Bees.
Catch him!
Oh, God.
Just an Irish family trying to catch a bat in their kitchen. All right, here we go.
This looks great.
Catch him, Daddy! Daddy, catch him!
Daddy!
Is this funnier because it's Irish?
And... Daddy, catch the bat!
Do you have a bat out of the house? Mom, will you get out? Daddy, will you catch him?
This reminds me of the Tourette's guy. Hey, when there's a bird in the house, a Tourette's guy.
Oh!
Holy shit!
Jesus, new. Catch him, Derry.
Yes.
Catch him.
I tried your Colgate bat paste.
Catch him, Derry.
The one with tartar control.
Catch him now, quick.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit.
God, Derry.
Better be the P. Diddy song and not that sting. Piece
Buddy,
of shit.
Stop looking in the door.
Get the bat, Daddy.
Catch him, Derry.
Daddy, catch him.
Catch him.
That's...
You're doing great. Oh, you're God, doing great. Morris.
You're doing great.
Just. That's it. Oh! He nearly got it that time. Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick. Oh!
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Look at him
you're
wearing
doing
boots.
A great job, Derry.
What is he?
Boots?
Do all Irishmen dress like this, Morris?
Get him. No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of you, boy.
He's making a mockery out of you, boy.
Take off them shots. The dog's. Dad, the dog's after peeing. Oh. Maureen, you're no help behind the door.
The dog's there peeing, Daddy. Watch the piss on the ground,
he's
Daddy.
Him out.
He's making a mockery of you.
He's got no legs left. Go on, catch him now. There he is. Get him. Oh.
The dude is just standing in one place and hoping the bat flies into his towel.
He's on me. Should the dog got a fright and he p***ed himself, Mom? So how would you blame him? And you outside the door.
All right, two bat videos this reminds me of.
Catch him. Catch him.
All right, here we go. First one.
Catch him. Catch the bat, Daddy. Daddy.
Come to Papa.
Bat.
Come
bat.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is a bird that has been trapped in a vent. Fortunately, I have found it before... Bat!
That's not the full thing, though. I want the full thing, man.
Oh, my God.
I want the full thing.
Bat! Bat!
Oh, God, where's it at? They don't have it? 14 seconds, dude.
That just makes me want to rewatch The Office, man.
And it's so good. Okay, and then the second bat thing, all right?
Uh-huh.
Only it's not a bat. Tourette's guy.
Oh, my God.
Ah! 10 years ago.
Turn that shit down! Man! Holy shit!
My throat exploded!
Oh.
Charlena.
I think we got to skip ahead a little bit to get to the bat, or to the bird, I mean. Here we go.
Oh, shit! What's the letter? Dad, there's a bird in the house.
What do you mean a bird?
What do you mean a bird? Bird.
Holy shit! Oh, fuck! Oh, damn it! Flap!
Flap! This is how we take care of things in America,
shit.
Morris!
Shit!
Destroy our own home! To kill a harmless animal!
Shit! Oh, fuck! Dad, you're gonna break everything in the whole house! Hunter, piss the gun! Shit! Oh, fuck!
Fuck!
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, that man.
He's a national
that.
Treasure.
I, love that man.
I think he's dead.
I think so.
I think
I've heard
he died,
that rumor
yeah.
as well, but it may be a fact, so
it's
I don't
very,
really know. But
it's very sad, though. That man
is a national treasure.
Oh, Tourette's guy, dude. I found him. I found, this is how old this is. I found these videos pre-YouTube.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like these, I got these off Napster, dude.
Wow.
That's where I got the Tourette's guy videos back in the day.
That's a little insane.
That's the world I grew up in, Chad. Mm-hmm. Napster. Oh, God. How much of your beard was left? I mean, we're just community watching YouTube videos right now, so. Yeah,
like a fourth of it. Solid sixth.
I mean, I don't want to make you pound beers, but.
I will pound anything.
All right, another sub noise, just including, in case we needed. That's just in case we needed.
Including your ass, sir. Right up in there. Full pound.
I think you've had enough beers. Some reason I think
I'm good.
I feel like you've had enough beers. But yeah.
We can end the show.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You want to end on that note?
Yep.
That's how you want to end the show.
Pound your butt.
Okay.
Into the second part of the show.
All right, guys. Well, everyone, thank you so much for watching tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to all American listeners. Everyone else, happy Thursday to you, dudes. We will be back Sunday. We will be back Sunday. 2 p.m. Central Time. All right. Same time. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. And then back on Thursday, again, 7 p.m. Central Time, live. Yeah. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't want to watch live, you can catch the video on demand at YouTube.com/SethandColby. If you want to listen to the audio version, the iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a Plain Jane RSS feed links are on SethandColby.com. Follow us on Twitter @SethandColby for Colby's memes throughout the week. They are hilarious.
Yep.
Educational.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, informative.
And also non-existent.
That is also a fact of those
memes.
But
you will see them.
Yes. If you follow, they don't show up till you hit follow. And if you hit follow and it still hasn't shown up, don't unfollow. They'll show up eventually.
They'll come to you.
Yes, they'll come. So that's the thing. But thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys supporting the channel, supporting our show. It is much appreciated. We will see you guys on Sunday. We love y'all. Have a good one, dude.
Bye, people.
Bye-bye.